Luigi Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, the wonderful thing about America is everybody's got a right to be a millionaire. Of course, you no got a chance, but at least you got a right. The reason you no got a chance is because taxes is high on the top to help with the man on the bottom. And I'm like that because nobody is more on the bottom than me. But I'm happy to be here in America, even if I'm no get the money. Because nobody orders me what I'm should do, what the job I should take, what the business I'm gotta go into. Yes, Mamma Mia. I'm got the right to become a failure all by myself. But don't worry about my antique business, Mamma Mia. Last week, the business was very good. So I'm going to take $20 and open my first checking account. So I'm going to worry about the money. And I'm going to get to my health. I'm going to get to my night school. And I'm going to get to my friends.
And you got me, little cabbage puss.
Pasquale.
That's all right. That's the beat.
Yeah, but I have a story. That's not nice. Now, what are you doing? Reading my private letters over the shoulder when I'm not looking?
Sure, little banana nose. Between us two, there never should be any secrets. So what's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours.
Pasquale, you really mean this?
With all of my heart, Luigi. Anything I got in this world is yours for the asking.
Anything?
Yes. Just to mention her name, and you can have it.
Pasquale, I'm think I'm better off if what's mine is a mine and what's yours are you stuck with.
Go ahead, talk like a stupid greenhorn or boob. Hey, you just wrote to your mom a big letter about millionaires. You think you ever going to make $1 million with your crazy antique junk shop?
Yeah, but Pasquale, that's not so important to me. Look at you. All of your life you're busy saving the money. You never go out, you never spend. Soon you're going to be too old to enjoy your money. And what the good it's done to you, huh?
A lot of good. You wouldn't understand this, the little pumpkin I had. But there's a big enjoyment in just the piling up of your money and watching it grow. I'm no like it to brag, but the last 5 years, my mattresses have grown 3 inches taller.
Yeah, but I'm still a say, Pasquale, money ain't the most important thing.
No, then what is?
Well, good health.
Yeah? Try and get a $5,000 of credit on a pair of rosy cheeks. Yeah, what else?
Friends. I know people all their life is spent to get rich, and the richer they get, the less the friends they got.
Oh, Luigi, I got plenty of friends, good friends. They with me all the time.
Yeah, who?
George Washington, Abraham Lincoln.
George Washington?
Yeah, it's my hobby, collecting autograph of pictures of my friends. Washington, Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Jefferson Davis.
Pasquale, Jefferson Davis is a picture on a Confederate bill.
I'm saving those too. Never know when they're going to be good again.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I'm got the real friends.
Real friends? Who? Schultz, the delicatessen man?
Yeah, Schultz, the delicatessen man.
What can he do for you? Why, when I say to my friend in Washington, George, you go into that store, change yourself for 100 pennies, he does it. What can a Schultz do? Nothing. He couldn't even change himself for a salami.
Yeah, but Pasquale, my friends do anything for me.
Oh, Olsen, Horowitz, they wouldn't lend you the hole in a donut. If you ask Schultz for $50, he'll make a big joke and he'll say, smile, Luigi, keep a laugh for the like of me. Ooh, my rheumatism is a killing me.
Yeah, but just the same, Pasquale, you're wrong. If I'm asking my friends for money, they would have given it to me. I'm sure they would have given it to me.
Yeah?
If they had it.
You see, you ain't so sure. All right, I tell you what you do. You go to night school now. Let me see you come home with $50.
All right, Pasquale, I'm going to do that. I'm going to show you how wrong you are.
Good. Listen to that pup squeak. Only don't be disappointed. If I know your friends, they wouldn't lend you a nickel even if you left a dime for security.
I wonder about keeping Miss Spaulding.
Oh, she's never been late to class.
No. Who cares? The later she comes in, the more time I got to think about alibi why I didn't do my homework.
Well, Luigi, smile. So what's the matter? You look so sad. You got some rosa trouble with Pasquale?
No, it's not that. This is something else. Friends, I'm got a little favor I'm going to ask you.
Favor?
What's this favor, Luigi?
Just name it.
$50.
The name.
Did you say $50, Luigi?
Uh-huh. That's a lot of money.
A lot. That's enough money to push the country from inflation to explosion.
Yeah, but I'm going to need this $50 very much because I'm...
I'm sorry I'm late. So to make up for lost time, we'll do without the roll call and get to work.
Couldn't we do without the work and get the roll call?
I shall disregard that, Mr. Schultz. Now, class, I asked you to study the chapter in our history books pertaining to the pre-Civil War period. Mr. Horowitz, you may answer the first question. Who was John Brown, and what did he do?
John Brown. Oh, yes, yes. He got together a bunch of fellas. They made a raid on Harper's Ferry.
Good. Mr. Schultz, what was John Brown's reason for raiding Harper's Ferry?
They were taking away the business from the Staten Island Ferry.
No. Mr. Olson, will you tell him?
I will be glad to undertake that job.
John Brown's purpose was to incite a slave revolt in Virginia. For this act, he was hanged in Charleston on October the 16th, 1850.
Stop, Mr. Olson. Mr. Basco, 1850 what?
Huh?
50 what?
$50.
Mr. Basco, we're talking about John Brown.
You mean he's going to give me the $50?
No. John Brown was hanged.
If they're going to hang him for that, then I'm going to want the money. I'm going to want nothing from nobody if it's going to make a trouble.
Well, now, what can be the cause of this upheaval?
Luigi needs $50.
Well, you see, we might as well take a little time off. All right, Mr. Basco, tell us all about it.
Well, you see, my spelling is like this. I was talking with a Pasquale about it.
Well, look who's here. Mr. J.P. Rockefeller himself.
Hey, Pasquale. I did it just like you said. I'm asking my friends for $50.
And you found out the money don't grow on the trees, eh?
Hello.
Huh? Hey, Luigi, did you rob a bank?
No. Count it, Pasquale. Go on. Has a $50. Look. Schultz took a 20 from his cash register. Horowitz got a 15 from his wife. Olsen is about it a 10 from a friend. And a Mrs. Spaulding, she's a gimme 5.
Looks like the whole United Nations chipped in.
Yeah. You see, Pasquale, I'm explaining to them what talk we had about the money and a friendship.
Well, no wonder. They was making a test case, so that don't count. Sure, they gave you money to show off for Pasquale. But what would have happened if they wasn't a personal interest? Like if you broke your leg or something small.
Now, Pasquale, Pasquale, they give me the money just the same.
How you like that? You laying in bed with a broken leg and they come with the money to pay the hospital. They making a charity case out of you.
Huh?
If you have your own money, you'd be in the Blue Cross or hospital plan. And while you're suffering with a broken leg, you'll be enjoying yourself.
Hey, you're just mixing things up, Pasquale. Nobody is asking for charity. Friends are glad to help. Anybody is glad to help. People inside is all good.
Is that so? Well, come on with me. I'm sick and tired of hearing this Cinderella slouch. I'm going to prove your best friend is the buck, nothing else.
All right, where are we going?
Don't ask questions, come on. When I get through with this lesson, you're going to find out that the milk of a human kindness costs $100 a quart.
Hello, Pasquale. Maybe you're explaining me now. 2 hours we travel around. Subway, bus, trolley, everything. We must be far away from home.
Very far, Luigi. You recognize this place?
No. I've got no idea where we are.
Good. You see any people walking around, you know?
How am I going to know anybody, Pasquale? I've never been here.
Good, good. Now let me have that $50 you beg off your friends.
Well, all right, to hear. Now, what's all about, Pasquale?
Got any more money in your pocket?
Not the one cent.
That's a nice one. Hey, taxi! Taxi! Luigi, you said people are nice. They got a good instinct. The money means enough.
Yeah, but Pasquale, what's this got to do with...
Cab, mister?
Yes. 23 North of Halstead Street, and make it a snappy. I can't stand when that meter clicks.
Yeah, and I'm glad you stopped with this a funny business, because now we're going home.
Not to you, Luigi. Just to me. Once and for all, I'm going to teach you money talks. Let's see how you live all by yourself without the money. Get it going, driver. Home, jive.
No, hey, Pasquale. Hey, Pasquale, stop it, stop it. Stop it. What am I going to be? Who am I? What the? Mamma mia, I'm lost.
Before we return to life with Luigi, here's a suggestion to add enjoyment to your day's activity. Whether you're at home, at work, shopping, or driving your car, chew a stick of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum from time to time. The good, smooth chewing gives you lots of satisfaction. It helps relieve pent-up tension so that you naturally feel better and get more enjoyment out of what you're doing. Then, too, the refreshing, long-lasting Wrigley's Spearmint flavor tastes good and freshens your mouth and helps sweeten your breath. So enjoy chewing delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum often every day. Always keep a package or two handy. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Vasco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, mamma mia, Pasquale's left me all alone in the streets somewhere in Chicago without a penny in my pocket. I'm walked around for an hour cold and I'm getting scared. I'm felt just like the day when Uncle Pietro was got mad at his goat and I took him in the woods to lose him. There was a went so far in the woods, if it wasn't for that the goat, Uncle Pietro would never find his way home. Anyway, I'm walk around, all around, until I'm see policeman. Excuse me, Mr. Policeman.
Yeah.
You know where at 21 and North Halstead Street is?
North Halstead Street?
Yeah.
Isn't that way over on the other end of the town?
I don't know. But in one corner is a drugstore. Out of corner is a laundry. But if you use it as a laundry, don't let him start the shirt so he's well out the college. You know where I'm supposed to be?
North Halstead Street. Mister, you certainly are lost. Best bet is to get the J trolley, and they'll help you from there on. You can't miss it. Just walk 3 blocks, turn right, and follow your nose.
Oh, that's no good, and my nose is lost too.
Right. You're pulling my leg, huh?
No, it's not possible. I'm got my hands in my pocket.
All right. Just get the J trolley. I'm busy.
How much does it cost, the J trolley?
Well, it's,
Please, we should have no trouble after you answer. I'm gonna wanna buy the trolley. I'm just the one to know the fare.
15 cents. Now, don't tell me you haven't got it, because if you do, I'll run you in for vagrancy.
Oh, no, you
look,
can't...
Look, friend, I don't know what the gimmick is, but why don't you go your way and I'll go mine.
All right, I'm going to go.
Everybody takes advantage of the poor policeman.
Oh, look, a policeman was right. I'm going to turn the corner, follow my nose, and there's the J trolley. Oh, look, the people is going in it, too. Hey, trolley.
All right, step to the rear of the car, step. Hey, you, what's the idea of trying to get through without paying your fare?
Shh, please, I'm not trying to do nothing wrong. I'm just the one of you should have loaned me a ride.
Loan you a ride? Well, now I've heard everything.
No, no, you haven't heard nothing. I'm not the start of the talk yet.
So you want a loan on a ride, huh? You want a 20-year loan, or would you rather have easier financing and let the FHA guarantee the payments?
No, I'm going to guarantee the payments myself. Honey, please, please, no talking so loud.
Now look, Buster, I've heard every line, but that's... What do you think I am, a moron?
Please, I'm going to care what you are. I'm just the one to get a home.
All right, get off the trolley.
But I'm a just...
Get off the trolley!
Are we going to start?
I don't move until you do.
All right, the mover to the rear?
No, move off!
All right. Mamma mia. Nobody is the one to listen. The Castellamare people is go to the park just to wait until somebody's come along to tell them of their troubles. Here, nobody is a care. And is it getting colder? And I know what I'm gonna do. Hey, taxi! Taxi! 21 and not the Hollister Street, please.
Not Halsted Street. That's a $6 ride, mister.
Don't worry. I'm not got the money with me, but I'm gonna pay you as soon as we get there. Now, what's the matter him is so angry? It can't be, Pasquale. He's right. Trouble is everybody. Mamma mia, what's this in my pocket? That's in my checkbook. Sure. No, I'm not going to do anything. Yeah, where is there somebody? Hey, mister.
Yeah, what do you want?
Look, mister, I'm lost and I'm left with my money home.
Well, go home and get it.
Wait. Oh, lady.
Yes?
Lady, please, I'm going to need a 15 cents for a trolley.
What?
I'm going to beg, lady. I'm going to give you a check for the money.
What?
You got a pen, I'm going to sign.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
It's worse than ridiculous. And I'm cold and I'm hungry. Over there's a coffee pot. Hey, I'm going in.
Aye, pretty rough outside, huh?
Yeah, and it's a rough inside. I'm in my stomach. I'm hungry.
Well, fine. How about some eggs with Tabasco sauce? Delicious. Or Western style with chopped up vegetables and meat? Or just bacon, ham, sausage with eggs, eggs fried, scrambled, soft boiled, french fried potatoes and toast. What do you have?
Everything.
You're kidding.
I'm a nut. Do you see, mister, I'm not eating nothing since early today.
Oh.
And you don't have to worry about the money. I'm going to give you a check for the whole thing now.
Oh, you don't have to give me your check. It's only 45 cents.
But I ain't got a 45 cents.
What?
Mamma mia, here we go again. Look, mister. Look,
hey,
I'm a left.
What are you, a stiff?
Yeah, I'm a stiffer from the cold.
Hey, now look, mister, everything is strictly cash here. We don't give eggs on the cup.
But I don't want it in a cup, just to put it on a plate.
All right, wise guy, beat it.
Yeah, but I'm a no wise guy. I'm going to give you a check.
We don't take checks. We don't trust. Everything is strictly cash. If you ain't got it, good night.
Good night. What's so good about it? Mamma mia. It's 11 o'clock. Well, this time I'm not gonna fool around. Oh, mister.
Yeah?
Hey, listen. I'm a got to no money, I'm a got to no checks, I'm a no got to nothing. I need a 15 cents, yes or no?
Oh, thank you.
Look, mister, I'm gonna wanna take advantage of nobody.
Yeah, I'm gonna. What kind of talk is that? Stand up straight.
Huh? Stand
you up don't look like a bum.
No, what?
You don't have to beg from anybody. Help
what?
Yourself. Get wise. Be positive.
Get the wise what?
Be positive.
Be positive?
You heard me. If you're negative, you get no place. Be positive. Be like me. Positive.
But Mamma Mia, it's so cold, I can't even snap of the fingers like you.
Well, stop sniveling and start taking advantage for a change. Don't ask for handouts. Get out and hustle. You gotta learn to accumulate some scratch yourself, understand?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sure, yeah, I'm understanding.
Positive?
Positive.
That's it, so long.
So long, huh? Positive. The only thing I'm a positive is I'm gonna get no money. Yeah, but the man is right. time I shouldn't have feel sorry for myself.
Hey, y'all, get your morning paper. Paper, mister?
No, I'm not got to. Wait a mister. You got a lot of papers, huh?
Plenty. This cold night, I don't think I'll get rid of half of them.
Here. That's no way to talk. You got to be positive. Here, give me half of the papers. I'm going to sell them for you. How much am I going to get?
Well, I'll give you 4 cents for each one. Hey, you want the up and up?
I'm a feeling more like the down and the down. No, that's not right. Sure, I'm on the up and up.
All right, grab this bundle, okay?
Okay, okay.
Now, you work that side of the street. Yell out the headlines and shake a leg.
All right, I'm a shake two legs. Here you are, I got your papers.
That's it. Howdy, what extra?
That's the what extra.
Atta boy.
Mamma mia, I'm just a learn new language. That's your paper. How's the water, water, next to that? How's the water, water, next to that?
Hey, what's the matter? I sold out and you got all your papers left.
Sure, I got another stack of where you got them from.
What?
Yeah, using my own money too. And here's yours. And oh yeah, if you make a 6 cents a paper, give us somebody else a 4 cents, to remember. What next to that?
How do you like that? I just break him into the business and already he's taking over the company.
Got a paper, sir. Hard the water with the next to that. Hard the water with the next to that. 50 people are killing the crash, sir.
Young man, I just bought this paper and that headline isn't even in it.
Huh. Well, all right, to buy another one, or maybe you'll find it there.
Well.
What is next to that? No water declared. Anything you want to declare.
Bart, you got a nickel for a cup of coffee?
Huh? Well, sure, here. Here's a nickel. A stronger man like you begging for money. Here, come on, take some of these peppers and work.
Work?
Sure, be positive. Every pepper you sell, you get a 3 cents.
What?
Sure, that's the spirit. Here, come on, sell it. What the extra?
What the extra?
That's fine. But now you work on the other side, the barber. Be down on the other side, because I'm working this side. But to be on the up and the down, shake your legs and scratch yourself.
Pasquale, you should be ashamed of yourself.
All right. Please stop hollering at me. I agree with you. I'm a rat. Why you think I call you to come over here at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Who knows where Luigi could be at this hour?
Pasquale, you are just a genuine 14-carat yerk.
this you call being a friend? To torture him, tease him, take him 30 miles away like a stray cat you're trying to loose? Pasquale, if Luigi comes back with double pneumonia, we're going to make you take half.
Please, Mr. Delicatessen, a man, don't scream out of me. Yeah. My conscience is killing me. Honest, I didn't mean no harm. I just wanted to teach him that money don't grow on a tree.
No? Then how come my bank has got 12 branches?
Schultz, how can you joke at a time like this? We got to organize a searching party.
Oh, searching party for Luigi?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have given anything to see that little banana nose alive.
All right, Pasquale, I'm going to see if you really mean it. I know a good detective. So, give me $100 and we're going to get him to find Luigi dead or alive.
Dead or alive? Yeah. All right. Here, Schultz, here. Don't have to ask twice. Here's your money.
All right. Now, we're going to call out that detective.
Look out the window. Huh? A taxi is driving up in front of the store.
John, look who is getting out.
It's Luigi.
Luigi.
Look at that big cigar here, smoking.
Hello, fellas. Hiya. What's the news?
Luigi.
Oh, Luigi, come here. I could have kissed you.
Get away, Papa. You bother me.
What do you say? Hey, Luigi, where you get that expensive-looking cigar?
There's nothing to it, friend. Anybody who's willing to check his two legs is nowhere to scratch. Here. Don't be negative. Hustle up with the positive.
Him must be suffering from shock.
Luigi, what's happened to you?
You are ashamed.
You're a changer. That's the right. You said it. I'm going to learn a very big lesson, Pasquale. Like you say, money talks. If you try to be nice, you get in no place. You got to be tough and hard. So that's me. From now on, fellas, shake your hands with the new Luigi. Here, here.
I'm sorry for what I did, Luigi. If I make this change in you, I'd do anything to change you back.
Huh?
Yes, I'm all wrong, and not you. I missed the old Luigi.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, me too, Luigi. I like you better than you were, the little shimmered.
this new way doesn't suit you, Luigi.
I don't like it, Luigi.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No.
Honey, you know something? I'm ahead of myself. I don't like it either. And this cigar is making me sick.
That's the boy. That's the boy.
I just don't want to be me. I can't be harder than I don't want to be. I don't care how rich he's making me.
Come on, we all are celebrating with some wine.
Yeah, come on, man.
Schultz, yeah? If you don't mind, I'd like my $100 back.
Ah. Pasquale, you say money talks.
Hmm?
So what?
So listen to your $100. They just said goodbye to you.
Here, Luigi.
No, thanks, Schultz. Pasquale, here, it's for you. Maybe you learned your lesson today. And you learned my lesson, too. Friends, they're much better than money. So, mamma mia, don't worry, I'm no changer. Except in one thing. Negative and positive. When Pasquale was asking me again to marry Rosa, I said no. That's the negative. And when he's asking me if I'm sure, I'm said sure I'm sure. That's a positive. And also about those two words. Even if sometimes I'm feel lonesome, those are two words, negative and a positive. Even if sometimes I don't think everything is going good, I know that if it's a negative or a positive, there's no place I'm rather feel that way than in this big, beautiful country I'm found, America. How about that? I'm a positive. You're loving the son of Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can see your Life with Luigi favorites in the new issue of Look magazine, now on sale at your newsstand. Look takes you inside Luigi's antique shop and introduces you to Cy Howard, creator-producer of Life with Luigi, J. Carroll Nash, its star, and other personalities who make CBS's Life with Luigi show, sponsored by the Wrigley people, possible. See the Life with Luigi story in the new Look magazine. The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at the same time when Luigi Vasco writes another letter to his Mama Vasco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mr. Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Vasco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.